All right, welcome. This is the pre-show for the 24th. This is Christmas Eve, and this is when we're going to do the Phil Henry Christmas Carol, or have we called that the Bud Dickman Ebenezer Dickman Christmas Carol at odd times, maybe. So we're going to do that. Where are we here? Zero. Get it up to zero there, champ. Okay. Zero is the level. Sentinel. Hear that? That's coming from the harbor. That's coming from the harbor. You love it? We may get some harbor noise here as we do this thing. So this is the Christmas Carol. This is from 2009, and it was originally aired December 23rd, 2009. Yeah. And Christmas Eve, I don't think we worked. By Christmas Day, I was sick. And you've heard the story a million times, probably. Let me tell it to anybody that hasn't heard it. I came down with double pneumonia and swine flu on December the 24th, I think. I started feeling the coughing, and I was smoking three packs of fucking cigarettes a day. That night on the 23rd, when I did the show, I was puffing away on the cigs. I was a cigarette smoker. By the 24th, or the 25th, I quit. I can't tell you exactly which day. I know that I was smoke-free on Christmas Day. I stopped smoking. So I couldn't smoke anymore. And what was going on was, every time I coughed, it felt like 1,000 needles. I had like 1,000 little tiny pinpricks all over my fucking body every time I coughed. So that felt like shit. I thought it was flu, you know, bad flu. So I did the worst thing you can do. And this goes back to my childhood, because my dad used to do this. My older brother used to do this. It was kind of a Henry family remedy, and it seemed to work. And all of a sudden, we would take a wad of Vicks VapoRub and throw it into boiling water and put a towel over our heads and breathe in that vapor when we had a bad cough. And I suppose if you've just got a cold, that works. But if you're working on a bad flu, what that did to me is it deposited all this moisture into my lungs, and I wound up getting double fucking pneumonia. And so I thought I was really sick for the course of the week. This was, I don't know, a Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that. The 31st, New Year's Eve, was a Friday. So, is that right? Yeah. I put salmon oil on Thunder's food, and just like, yeah, that's salmon. Anyway, is that right? 31st, so minus 7 is 24, 23. I don't know. So I spent a whole weekend before that sick as a fucking dog. I made it into the week. I'm not getting better. I'm hacking. And now what's happening is I'm coming up the stairs at my house. I can't get up the stairs. I'm like maybe blacking out a little bit. Not so much blacking out, but I can't get oxygen. I'm not getting fucking oxygen. So I said, okay, that's fucked up. So I called up my doctor that time, a great doctor. This guy was a Vietnam veteran. He had served in the Marine Hospital at Da Nang. His name is Dr. Alt. Yeah, okay. Pier 5. Dr. Alt took one look at me and said, you're going to the hospital, dude. So I went into the hospital there at St. John's, and this is my first hospital stay ever in my life. At the time, I was 57, 58 years old. Never been in a hospital in my life. Never overnight. And thanks to Susie, my friend and my assistant, Susie just took over, man. She checked me in. And because I was like lost. You know, what do I do? Where do I go? Who do I see? I don't know. So anyway, they put me in the fucking hospital there on, I think I got into the hospital on January 1st. Because my doctor was playing tennis when I called him. He called me back. He said, I'm in the middle of a tennis game. What's going on? And I told him so. That was a Saturday. I went into the hospital. And they told me, Doc Alt told me I got double pneumonia. Then they found out, then they said later they get some swine flu going on in there. And then they thought I also had something called Valley Fever, which was this fucking infected dust from the San Joaquin Valley, literally. People would breathe this dust and it had bacteria or virus in it. And so people were getting something called Valley Fever. I didn't have that. Alex, my stepson, brought me Pollo Loco, which was just fucking from heaven sent. And, you know, and I spent that week, I was getting x-rayed twice. I got all kinds of fucking respiratory therapy with these therapists coming in. People that knew me, people that listened to my show when they were in school. And it was a great bunch of people, my cardiovascular doctor, everybody. And I had oxygen, you know. And every time your oxygen went below 90%, I think, it would go beep, 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 beep. It would cause this fucking racket. And it would wake me up. Till finally, this nurse comes in. It's probably the smartest nurse in the whole fucking hospital. She goes, Well, he's not getting enough oxygen. She turned my oxygen up because I had, you know, the tube in my nose. She said, you're not giving him enough oxygen. So she turned the oxygen up, and sure enough, the alarm stopped going off, and I was getting enough oxygen, and, you know, I was breathing. The alarm's going off. What do you think it is? He's not got enough. He's not oxygenating his blood. Maybe he needs more oxygen. Oh, yeah. It was fucked. It was really fucked. Double pneumonia. Both of my lungs were like two white clouds. They showed me the x-rays. I couldn't get up to go into the bathroom or take a shower without going into a coughing spasm. And when I got home, and Barry, my friend at the time, Barry came and picked me up and drove me home, and we would take walks on the beach. I couldn't go more than 20 yards, and I'd start coughing. You couldn't stop. It was like this spasm of coughing. 20 fucking yards. I used to walk the length of that goddamn beach and back. I went to bed at night with oxygen tubes in my nose and this oxygen machine. It wasn't tanks. It was a machine that was taking the air and turning it into pure oxygen. Seemed like a smart thing. You know, I don't know if they'd ever done that before, but I didn't have any oxygen tanks. They had that. And that's where I was getting my, but it was kind of loud. It was kind of like, kind of made noise all night long. And Barry was with me that whole time. She was a fucking great woman. Great woman. And beautiful, too. And anyway, so I came out of that with one good thing. I gave up motherfucking cigarettes. So this Christmas carol we're about to hear celebrates the 15th anniversary of me giving up the cigs. 15 years, 57 years old. Yeah. Wow. Here it is on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.